Hey, it's Greg with Bite Size Wise. What are you giving permission to remain in your life? Are you giving permission to results that you don't want? Are you giving permission to toxic or abusive relationships? Are you giving permission to a bank account balance that's too small? Are you giving permission to a career that is unfulfilling and soul destroying? Are you giving permission to other people to take your dreams away by their criticism? Are you giving permission to your weight to stay too much or too little? Are you giving permission to blood pressure to be a problem? Are you giving permission to situations in your life that you just don't believe are healthy, but you haven't yet taken the step to change them? Yeah, me too. So what has this in mind for me right now is I host another podcast called Illusions, and that is talking about a book by the author named Richard Bach. And doing the preparation for my next episode that I was about to record later today, I came across this paragraph, and it says, "Within each of us lies the power of our consent to health and to sickness, to riches and to poverty, to freedom and to slavery. It is we who control these and not another." And I got to thinking about that. I mean, that paragraph just grabbed me by the shoulders and shook me around. And I got to thinking about that paragraph, and I got to thinking about some of the other words that carry the same-ish meaning as consent, and things like permission or approval. And I started thinking about, well, what are the results in my life if I have the power of consent to health or sickness, to poverty or to riches, to good relationships or bad relationships? If I have the power of consent, in other words, if I give those things permission to be in my life, or if I give my approval of those things to be in my life, certainly I've got to be in control of that. And then I realized far too often, and I know I'm not alone in this, but far too often, I'm going to go ahead and say we give things permission to be in our lives by default. We don't even think about it. We just go moment by moment, far too often, just moment by moment, not thinking about the idea or not thinking about what I now realize is the fact that our choices are giving our stamp of approval to a certain result. If I permit myself to spend money lavishly on ridiculous things, then I have given my consent to not having money for the future. I've given my consent, my permission, my stamp of approval on having a smaller bank balance than I should. Or I've given my consent, my permission, my stamp of approval on the idea that I'm okay with having fewer investments for the future. Or if I give myself permission to have gigantic second helpings at dinner and then a huge, big, sugary dessert, I have also given myself the consent, the permission, the stamp of approval to then be overweight and continue with that overweight and that health situation that starts to deteriorate. And I think we get caught in this trap because we too often don't see an immediate negative consequence. Too often we don't see the immediate result and realize that it's not the result we want, so that we continue by default giving ourselves consent or giving consent to these results we don't want, because we're making choices moment by moment, sometimes not even making choices that we would ordinarily make, but we make the choice in the moment for whatever reason and don't even think about the idea that that's giving consent for something to be in our life that we don't want. So what do you say we both launch an experiment starting today? We kind of launch a little small-scale experiment with our lives. We decide a result we want to create for the next, I don't know, 30 or 60 or 90 days, whatever it might be for you. And then we kind of reverse engineer, what do we need to do every day to make that happen? So let's say I want to lose 10 pounds over the next, I don't know, 90 days. I know that I need to give myself consent, and I need to give my consent to being 10 pounds lighter. So that means I have to give consent to having smaller portions, maybe normal size portions instead of my regular larger size portions. I have to consent to only one serving instead of giving consent to multiple servings. Maybe I have to consent to no dessert instead of consenting to dessert. Maybe I have to consent or give my permission or my stamp of approval to getting up and walking for a few minutes every hour on the hour just to make my body a little healthier. Rather than consenting by default to a result I don't want, maybe I need to step back a little bit, decide what it is I really want to create in my life, and then figure out what I need to do day by day by day or moment by moment by moment to get those results to become a reality. And once I know what it is I need to do, then it lies within me 100% the power to consent to the right action or the power to consent to an ineffective action. Once I know what it is I need to do, I also know what it is I don't need to do. And once I know what I need to do or what I don't need to do, then the power of consent is all mine. I consent only to what it is I need to do, or I consent only to the actions that are effective in creating my desired result. And then I no longer consent, or I no longer give permission, or I no longer give my stamp of approval to actions that will not bring about my desired result. So what is some result that's in your life right now that you really don't want? And maybe it's time to take a step back and ask yourself, why have I consented to this? Why have I given this permission to be in my life? Why have I given my stamp of approval on this result when this is not what I want in my life? And then take a step back and figure out what it is that needs to be different and start giving your consent, your permission, your stamp of approval to the things that need to change and the different actions you need to take and the different thoughts you need to think and the different books you need to read and the different audios you need to listen to. Start giving consent only to those things that serve you and make you more effective and bring the results into your life that you really want. You know, I didn't mean for this to come off. If it sounds preachy, I don't want it to sound preachy because I am just as guilty as anyone else of giving my consent to things I don't really want in my life, giving that consent by default. But now that I've become aware of this idea, now that I've become aware of this fact within my life, I will be giving consent only to the things that serve me. And I hope you do too. Please know that if you're listening to this, there's at least one person out there that loves you. And until our next episode, I hope you have a wonderful day, evening, night, whenever you're listening. If you like the podcast and find any value in the podcast, I hope you will subscribe. I hope you'll pass this podcast on to a friend, and hopefully you both find some value and you find some talking points you can discuss, dialogue, and enjoy growing together. Until next time, I hope you have a great day, evening, or night, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.